Okay, halacha base. Me'imasai karen shvam ber shachrin. Again, the language of shachrin. No, I did not. No. Yeah. There's a sefer you can get on Hebrew books. If you do a look up on Yerushalmi, you look through the svarim. There's a sefer there called HaMishnah Shabbat Yerushalmi, where he does a comparison between the language of the Mishnayos and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. I didn't look at it yet, but maybe he talks about it over there in that sefer. Take a look. So from when do we read Shema B'Shachrin? Again, we had Ba'arvin in the first Mishnah, and then we have B'Shachrin in the second Mishnah. So Misha Yachim and Chas Lovin. So at the time that there's enough light, this is after Alos, before sunrise, between the difference between blue wool and white wool. Now, blue wool and white wool could mean blue wool and white wool that's mixed together, or it could mean two piles of blue wool and white wool, or it could be one pile of wool which is partially dyed and partially not dyed so well, and you have to be able to pick out which ones are more dyed than the other. It's not 100% clear what this is talking about. We're going to talk about it in the show in a second. That's right. And that it might mean that. Rabbi Eliezer ben Chelis Lekarson. It could be between blue and Carson might be what is it? Leaf green. It's like a 12. Green. I think 12 is the color of leek. Okay, so they have a certain similarity, and so that's a little bit of a later time because it's a little harder to recognize the difference between blue and green, as opposed to white and blue. I don't know. It's a chama. This is a continuation. This is a continuation of Rabbi Eliezer's position. That is to say, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that the start time of Kriya Shema is when you could recognize the difference between blue and green. The end time is sunrise. That it's not a lot of time. According to him, this amount of Kriya Shema is only about 25 minutes, 30 minutes at most. Rabbi Yeshua at Shalosh Shos, he holds you have until 3 hours. Now, there's a little difference here. I just want to point this out. He points out the footnotes here as well, that there's a difference between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer in terms of what would happen if you read it after the ideal time. So we're going to see the ideal time for Rabbi Yeshua is sunrise, but you have until 3 hours. So even though you didn't read it at the ideal time, but you yotzi the mitzvah midaraisa 100%, you get a mitzvah of kriyas shema bezmano, no problem. But in Rabbi Eliezer, that is not the case. If you read it after an Eitz HaChama Rabbi Eliezer, you do not get the mitzvah of kriyas shema at all. You only get, you know, kari b'tayr. So there's a little difference in terms of those differences. Okay, hakar mikan ve'elach lo hefsed k'adam shu kari b'tayr. It's the person thought mafsid. So in brachas it says that lo hifsid means you weren't mafsid the brachos. So even if you read it after this mind kriya shema, you're not mafsid the brachos. In the footnote he brings down that you can have until the fourth hour, and some say till chatzos. And what he left out on the bottom is the shitas Rambam, which is you have all day. That's a shitas yachid. We don't pass it like that. Oh, of course you lost the mitzvah kriyashma. You read it after this month. You lost the mitzvah kriyashma. So lo hifsid means you weren't lo hifsid, you did not lose the opportunity to say birchas kriyashma. Is that clear? Yeah, I don't think there's a difference.
Is it a question of bracha about following or something?
This is a point that we try to tell everybody that even though we call it brachas kriya shema, but it's not really a bracha on kriya shema. It's brachas hodah, which surrounds kriya shema, and therefore it's never considered a bracha batala, even if it's not this mind kriya shema at all. He's not losing out on the ability to say the brachos. He is completely mastered the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. He didn't have the mitzvah of Kriya Shema as mano. Not it, all it is kekar batar, just reading sukkim. I can do that at any time. But that would be a hefsid as far as the mitzvah is concerned. So therefore, the Mishnah is saying, well, hefsid, it would be a little misleading. Therefore, Chazal told us that it's referring only to the brachos. Okay, that'll explain what the hefsid that he didn't lose. Okay? Keni masnisa ben chelis shabwa lulav and shabwa. So the difference is between the threads of chelis in the tzitzis and the threads of white in the tzitzis. Okay? So that's when there's enough white. So that's already a little bit later than just, you know, if it would be two piles of white wool and blue wool, that would be a little earlier. Okay. My time to Rabbanan. How come we're on Daf Yud Amud Aleph now? Okay. My time to Rabbanan. Why did Rabbanan hold this sheet of Chelis and Lavan? So, min ha'somach lo. So, since it says, Reisim also in the third parasha by Tzitzis, so you see, min ha'somach lo from the parasha. You know, 1 second. What he says here is, here he says that from that which is next to it, means you should discern the chelis thread from that which is next to it, next to the white threads. So it was kind of called Mitzvos Hashem, refers to Kriya Shema. So I thought the pshat was Minas Somachlo meant that it was in the parasha of Shema. So it's Minas Somachlo that since the parasha of Tzitzis is near, so we're using the parasha of Tzitzis as our measure for when the mitzvah begins. All right, but it's basically the same thing. Okay. My time with Rabbi Lazar, or Isam also, she nicker ben hatzfon, that you're going to see the differences between wool, which is mingled, which is a similar color. So therefore, it has to be a little bit later. Okay? Tony b'shem Reb Meir, or Isam also, and Ksiv, it doesn't say Isam also. Tzitzis, as you know, you always look at Lashon Rabbah to figure out whether it's male or female. So tzitzios would be the plural of tzitzis, so tzitzios is nikeva, obviously. So it should have said or isem osa if it was referring to the tzitzis. Since it says osa, so he's going to say it's referring to the shechina, it's referring to the bnei shalom. Okay, and then we have another idea behind this. Magish kol kaim mitzvah tzitzis kilo makam pnei shechina. Keep tzitzis is like the shechina. Shat kelos dam liyam. We have an addition here which is not in the Bavli. Hayam doima la'asavim. The yam is doima to grass. So there you see a little bit of a greenish tint there. Asavim doima la'rikia. Rikia doima la'kisei ha'kovid. Kisei doima la'sapirs. And therefore, you're connecting to the Rabbanishol. The ksiv era vehinei al rikia al rosh ha'kruvim kevin sapir kamarit was kisei. So you saw top of the expanse above the heads of the kruvim was something like a sapphire stone. So,
do we have any reason? Is there a pshat why the Yerushalmi adds in the grass, the asavim?
Actually, I think he brings down. A variant version of the grass in footnote 7. He says, omits the mention of the grass, and Hagos Hagra amends the text here accordingly. So, he seems to indicate that maybe the Gra even removes it. So I wouldn't make too much out of it. I mean, I think it's going to be a problem for us people who wear blue chelis, how it's like the grass. I'm not sure. Doesn't look like grass to me. I'll just say that we take it out like the Gra. Okay.
Just so you know, there is places in the United States that do have blue grass. It's called a bluish grass. That's how it's called.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, okay. In the Kentucky area.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
I don't think it's in Muncie, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was over there in Bovell either, or in Yerushalayim. Acherim Marim or Isam also, other people say. Now, Acherim over here, we'll know Acherim usually means Reb Meir, but Acherim here cannot mean Reb Meir because we just quoted Reb Meir. Okay, so others say Isam also. This is the shir, as you want more familiar with, a person's close, far away from his friend. You're seeing him, your friend. Okay, Mephisto Amar, next page, 10a2. Mephisto Amar, Bahadon Ahiraman on Kayomim. So what well, this Ahiram that we just quoted, what kind of a friend are we talking about? In Baraglo, somebody you're used to seeing, Afilu Roche Kamon Chakim Le, even if he's very far away, you'd recognize him. In Vechreino Rogel, Afilu Karvle Lo Chakim Le, if he doesn't recognize him, then he wouldn't. If he's not familiar with him, then he wouldn't recognize him, even if it's within Dalamas. Ella Khan Anan Kayaman, we're dealing with Rogel Shana Rogel. He's somewhat familiar. And he's a person who occasionally comes to town as a visitor. Is Tanya Tani? Some others learn a little, they have additional types of comparisons. Bain Ze'ev Lekelef, a wolf and a dog. Hamar Le Arod, a donkey, a wild donkey. He's telling Tony the others who sank, they shot him off becoming Abrahamas from Akira. Now it's going to say like this. So the Yerushalmi is now going to be told that we just had two shitas before in the Mishnah, right? One said blue wool, white wool. One said blue wool, green, right? So now it's going to say these shitas that we're mentioning here, differences because a wolf and a dog are so similar. That's going to come out like the Mandi Amar who said that it's light enough to be marked the difference between blue and green, which is a little bit later. So therefore, it's going to be told of this difference in that machlokes. Okay, that's what's going to do now. Have a bayin meimar min demar bein zev lekele bein chamor la arod command demar bein chelis lekart. That comes out like that Mandi Amar. Well, min demar they draw them rochim mechaveru abramus umakirai kimin demar bein chelis lelover. That's all it's doing. It's being told of the machlokes. Next. Now, Avorma Mitzvasa Im Neitzacham. What's the best time to say Kriyishma? Meaning, you could say that it's as long as it's Kadei Shiakar Eschavero, but the best time to say it is with Neitzacham. Kadei Shiyisma Kula Tfilo Vnitzam Espal V'yom. The best time to say it is, right? So this is a big question in Rishonim, what this means exactly. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is what you just said. Rabbeinu Tam holds that saying Shema at Neitzacham is the best time, and then as soon as you finish Kriya Shema, then you daven Shemona Esrei. But the most Rishonim poskim hold, I mean, that what you're doing is you're starting a little bit before Neitz, and you end with, so you say Gvar Yisrael exactly at Neitz. Right, Amrav Zeirav, anonymous time law, Yiraucha im Shemesh. So Yiraucha im Shemesh means they will fear you. So the fear, they quote the pasuk, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira. So that's why Yiraucha, they will fear you. They will be over you with Tfilah, im Shemesh, with the sun. Amrav Okva. Vasikin, we get up early and they'd read the Shema before sunrise. There'd be sufficient time to finish Shema and they would be Samakul at Fila.
Shlomi, can you just answer, why is it one time in the past it says Takef in the context of the three as well as Gula Tfila and here it's Yismuch? Is there any limud to be? Usually Yerushalmi is not usually in Hebrew as much as it is Aramaic.
Offhand, I don't know.
Unless Takef doesn't mean that you can't have a hefsek. It just means in close proximity, and Kidei Yismach Gula Tfila means without a hefsek.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Tony, 10b. Tony, Amar Yehuda, Maisa Shah Yisim Halfadara. So he was going along. Achari Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin, Achari Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin and Rabbi Akiva were, ahead of him. I guess he was just following along. Hayasukim mitzvahs. So they were Isaac in some mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah was. Let's say Pinyin Shui and whatever they were Isaac involved in. Then Higia and his Kriya Shema. So they're walking. What? See, but just trying, right? So the time of Kriya Shema came. I thought maybe they gave up. In other words, maybe they abandoned the idea of saying Kriya Shema because they weren't stopping and they weren't saying it. So the Karisi, but I went ahead and said it because I, you know, they have the archives behind this, but I'm going to be firmer than my Rabbeim. Vishranisi, and I started studying Mishnah, you know, because, you know, I finished davening, so I'm doing, you know, Limud Acharei Tefillah. V'achakach, Hizkiru Hei. And afterward, they began to repeat Shema. For Hoysachem al Rashi Harem, the sun was already on the mountaintops. It means it was already above. So in other words, so in number six, he says, then he realized that they did not postpone the recitation because of the preoccupation with the mitzvah, but they didn't want to recite it before sunrise. In other words, it wasn't clear to them when sunrise was, so they waited until it got above the mountains when it was clear to them that the sun had already risen. Okay. There's apparently a variance here. That's right. Yeah. He has a variant over here. I had to learn this myself. Okay. Next. Rabbi Yishua and Ra'ad Shalosh Shais. You have until 3 hours. Rabbi Yidav, Rabbi Hamlun, Rabbi Adam, Rabbi Racha, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Halach, Rabbi Yishua, Rabbi Shokeach. Did I skip something?
Yeah, you skipped. Adonai Tzachama.
Sorry. Rabbi Zvadya, Braid, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Zavdi, B'Shem, Rabbi Bina. That's it's the sun is splashing its rays on the mountaintops. This was Nate's. I don't know. It sounded like he. So that's after Nate's. Say. Rabbi Kiva for sure. Rabbi Kiva for sure read the afternoons. What? What's he say? So Haredim is saying that they were reading. See what he's right. It says, let's read it together. The Haino Hanitz were Tiram Moscow, Vachakach is Kidu Hain, Ukfar Hoysahama, Rashi Haram, the Haino Hanitz Hama, the Seeper of Yehuda Zel, Lambdena, the Dastra of Lazam and Azayev, Rabbi Kiva, the Zman Kriyash Vantavka, Bahanitz Hama, Velo Kodem, that they held and has to be after Nates. Yeah, Bachinam, Rabbi Shumi Yahai, Rabbi Kiva, Kriyash Mashakas, Ahanitz Hama. Right. Okay.
It was an Eitz Hachama, but it was purposely then, not earlier. That was Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Zvadya was really just explaining Rabbi Yehuda. I don't think he's arguing.
Well, this Ad HaNeitz Hachama now that we're discussing is the Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar said it starts at Mishayakir. And it goes up until it's a hammer, and that shear is the sun is splashing. Okay. Rabbi Yishua and Rabbi Shaul Shoy is 3 hours. Rabbi Yidav, Rabbi Hamlun, Rabbi Adam, Rabbi Racha, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Halach, Rabbi Shulchach. The Halach is like Rabbi Yishua, where you forget. In other words, it sounds like if you forgot to say Kriya Shema at Nates, then you can still do it up until 3 hours. But you're right, correct.
So that means b'di'evet?
It means b'di'evet, correct. So lashon of b'di'evet. Rav Huna Amar, train Amor Royin, Chad Amor B'shocheach. One of them said that he means it only if you forget. Magiv Lechavre, his friend was upset about that. He said, Kiyesh Halacha B'shocheach. You don't paskin. You know, you don't say, okay, the halacha is like you, which sounds like that's the halacha. The halacha means lechachilo. And then turn around and say, if you forget. Halacha b'shofeach is almost like, it's like an oxymoron. It doesn't make sense. Kachi halacha, the halacha is but that you have 3 hours. Lo'om b'shofeach, why did they say it's where you forget? A person should motivate himself each should say it in the right time. In other words, there is a lechachila and a b'di'evit here. Let's put it this way. It's more of, there's a difference between saying that someone is a zoriz and saying something is a lashon lechachila. I think if you take a look at the lashon of Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, I think you're going to see that the Rambam says, in lo kara, if you didn't read it with Netzach Hama, then you could read it as whenever you want to, up until 3 hours. It's the lashon of Rambam is very much mashma that it's a the din lechachilas to read it with Masik. Okay. There in the Mishnah, reading the Mishnah in Shabbos, famous Mishnah in Shabbos over there, it says if you're taking a haircut and you're eating a meal, asking a din, a whole bunch of things over there in Mishnah. So it says that certain things you're mafsik for, you started eating. And now, so now you're going to stop the meal or stop whatever activity you're doing, the Kriya Shema. But you won't stop for tefillah. Obviously, one is deraisa and one is derabbanan. That's what you could say, right? So that's a big shaila, of course, because tefillah is also deraisa on a certain level. But like we've said many times, it's only deraisa to call out tata tata, whatever, you know. As they say, the woman when they're doing the dishes at the sink and they call out tata tata, they're kind of didn't feel derisive. So that would be the difference. Amar Avacha Kriya Shema Dvar Torah Tefillah Ein Dvar Torah. Okay. Amar Abba Kriya Shema Zman Kavua. You have another reason why you would be mafsik for one and not the other, because Kriya Shema is a fixed time. Tefillah Ein Zman Kavua. It's not a fixed time. What does it mean it's not a fixed time? In other words, you have a whole day. Let's put it this way. You have a lot longer. Okay, we're about to say that in a second. Yeah, 1 second. Just 1 second. Right, so he brings over here in footnote 15 that the time that we're discussing here is by Kriya Shema the time is Deoraisa, by Tefillah although it's also timed, that time is Drabana. That's what I was trying to figure out here. What is time? It's time. Tefillah also has a time until the fourth hour, right? Kriya Shema until the third hour, Tefillah until the fourth hour, but the Kriya Shema's time is a Deoraisa time limit. And the tefillah time limit is a drabbanan. So that's why it says in Zman HaKavua. I mean, let's see, Kriya Shema Eino Tzrich Havana. Another reason is because Kriya Shema, you don't have to have Kavana. So therefore what? So.
You have to say it.
So what? So
therefore. The right time.
So therefore you're mafsik. So you're going to be mafsik for Kriya Shema because you don't need kavana, whereas for tefillah you're not mafsik because you do need kavana. That's kind of like because you won't have the right kavana if you're going to be preoccupied with the activity you were doing before. Right.
1 second. Don't we say isn't this also a difference between chatchil and b'di'evit? Because Kriya Shema you need to have at least kavana for at least the first pasuk.
That's the next line of the Gemara. That's the very next line of the Gemara.
Yeah, but what's
happening? I had a question. Even if you're going to say it's not Kavana, but Shlosha Psukim Harishonim Chicken Kavana, the first three Psukim, his Shita is you need a Kavana up until Al Lavavecha. I mean, Goydi Inon Tsukhari Mikavan. So his response to that question was it's only a couple of verses. Shmona Esrei is much longer. You need concentration throughout the whole. Shmona Esrei. We're not going here, but the Evid, of course, where if you only have Kavana the first bracha, you Yotzei. But that's just a bit the Evid. L'chachila, you have to have Kavana the whole Shmona Esrei. Whereas Kriya Shema is not that way.
So Rabmani Shita is L'chachila, you only need for the first three psukim by Kriya Shema? What's his basis for that?
Right, that's where you need the intense concentration. So when you're Oimed Lefnei HaMelech, you're to be concentrating the entire time. But when you read Kriya Shema, you do not need to have any Kavana.
confused. One's the Raisa, one's the Rabbanon. On a Rabbanon level, you need to have Kavana the entire time, but yet on the Raisa not? That sounds like an Hapachu.
Yeah, that's correct. In other words, when we're saying Kavana here for Kriya Shema, we're talking about what's essential, without which you're not Yotz in the midst of the Raisa. As you recall, there was a Gemara in Brachas that says there were some Rambam who were very, very tired. And they said, Ad alav avecha tetzaron, tfei lo tetzaron, up until this pasuk, prevent me from nodding off. But more than that, don't prevent me from nodding off. I'll just mumble the rest of it, even though it won't be the best kriya. So it's clear that there is a difference. Whereas for Shmona Esrei, they would never say that. You're right, it's Drabbanan, but the fact is you're under the Tehamelech. That's much more of a serious. You're to have Gemara throughout the whole tefillah. I'll just quote you the famous Gemara in Sukkah, where it says, person says Shema Shema, there are two Rishuyas. And the Gemara says, well, maybe he didn't have Kavana the first time. That's why he said it twice. And the Gemara says, Havrusa klape Shmaya? The Gemara says that. What do you think? You're talking to your friend? You're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to have Kavana. No excuses here. All right. That just gives you an idea. Okay. A little bit more. Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rabbi Shimon B'Yochai, Kagaron Shai, Skim Talmud Torah, Filik Yashma, Enon Amav Sekin. Is this a good stopping point? You know what? You're right. This is a good stopping point. We'll stop here. We'll continue here tomorrow. Okay. I think we're up to date. Yeah? Everybody happy?
Sorry,
10B3 tomorrow. Thank you, guys.